Exploration, indigenous cultures, the natural world, rich areas, you'd think, from storytelling through photography. And in fact, that's the brief of the new six-part TV series, Tales by Light, which premieres this Sunday on the National Geographic Channel. Australian photographer Darren Jew, who famously caught 9 humpback whales in a single image off the coast of Tonga last year, is one of 6 photographers featured in this series. Another is American Art Wolf, who started his celebrated photographic career in the late 60s. Art Wolf and Darren Jew spoke with our environment editor, Greg Borschmann. Darren, who's an underwater specialist, began by explaining what the ocean means to him.
For me, it's my second home. In fact, I probably prefer to be there. It's a quiet place. It's otherworldly. I can create images that are new and interesting. There's simple subjects, there's majesty, there's light, there's all sorts of amazing things.
So what do oceans tell you about our world? Because at the moment, they are the engine room of climate change. They're storing the heat. They'll drive the big changes of the future.
For sure. And as human population, we're just touching the very edges of it. And as land lovers, most of the population don't really understand the importance of the ocean and what it does to keep our planet in equilibrium. So I guess through the photography that I do, I just like to introduce people to the ocean and for them to see it in all its beauty.
Do you feel like you're only just skimming the surface? Like, how deep can you go?
For sure. If I'm free diving, I'm in the first 20 odd metres of water, and even scuba diving, you're only down to 35 or 40 metres, and there's obviously an awful lot of ocean beyond there. But if that's the area that we can touch and that's where the light is, that's where the photography can be. So,
Art Wolf, your work is about the environment as well, but it's also very much about Indigenous culture. How did you first make that connection? Was it fortuitous or even accidental?
It was a very singular moment. I was on the first Western expedition allowed into Tibet in the winter of 1984, and our objective was to climb the northeast ridge of Mount Everest. I accompanied the expedition as expedition photographer, so I documented the climb, I documented the high Himalaya, but it was the cultures that were in these remote valleys that obviously had never been photographed before that became the immediate connection. And I took a picture of 5 yaks coming into camp with a yak herder caked in snow. And it occurred to me at that very moment that there would be nothing in that image that spoke of modern times. That if Marco Polo had a camera back in that day, he could have photographed exactly the same thing. And I thought to myself, these cultures here in the Himalayas, but in the Amazon, in the Sahara deserts, all around the world, in the backcountry, in the backwaters, are going to change with the inevitable Western creep. And I wanted then to photograph as many cultures as I physically could. And so the years that came right after the expedition, all the way up until right now, I've been really concentrating on these cultures before they change.
So how much of that loss, because most of what you see and document, as you say, is being lost, it's certainly changing very quickly. How does that personally affect you? Because your grandchildren will not be taking the photographs that you are.
Yeah, and I think it's really important work. And it's also having the knowledge that though these cultures could be technologically primitive, they're also modern human beings. And their cultures are changing on their own. Nothing stays the same.
So why should we care? Because there are almost 7,000 living languages in the world. Each represents a different culture or a different way of looking at the world. Why should we care? What are we losing, if anything, with the loss of that language and culture?
Well, I think that if we wake up someday and we all have exactly the same food, the same customs, the world is diminished. Every time we lose one of those 7,000 languages, the world is somehow diminished. And it's no less true with the animals that we share the planet with. Homogenization's happening anyways, but what a boring, uninteresting world it would be if we lose those languages and those distinctions in culture.
On RN Breakfast, you're listening to me, Greg Borschmann, talking to photographers Darren Jew and Art Wolf. They're contributors to the new 6-part series, Tales by Light, that starts this Sunday on the National Geographic Channel. Darren, you spent 20 years working as a photographer for the Queensland National Parks and Wildlife Service. For most of us, that's about as close to a dream job you could ever hope for. You were immersed in the natural world, but what was your relationship between the beauty that you were meant to be documenting, that you were paid to document, and the threats that were just outside the frame?
Well, photography's always played a role in creating awareness about conservation issues, whether it's from the first national park, pictures of the first kind of wilderness areas in the States that were shown, pictures that were shown to Congress that convinced them that they should be a national park. From that to, you know, more contemporary issues here in Australia, the Franklin River issues, you know, a famous Peter Dombrowski image of Rock Island Bend had a pivotal role in securing the protection of those Tasmanian rivers. The Great Barrier Reef, the imagery of the Great Barrier Reef from the early 70s was what got marine parks happening there. But, you know, you can't kind of stand on your laurels because here we are in 2015 and I'm taking pictures on the Great Barrier Reef to raise awareness about the threats that are happening, what is it, 35, 40 years later. It's something that you have to keep on top of and you can't get complacent about.
Art Wolf, you talk to corporate leaders, environment gatherings, spiritual groups. I'm just wondering, is your pitch different to those different groups, or is there something that unites a businessman and a spiritual seeker as they see the world through photographs?
You know, I started photographing in the late 60s, and all along the way, as I developed an eye, as I developed a career, it was all about making people care about a place, but also uplifting, inspiring, educating them about a subject that I chose to focus on. My mission is to really elevate the community around me, to inspire them, to remind them how great the place is. I'm not like an evangelist on stage, but, you know, people tend to fixate on the latest headlines. And very rarely are headlines a positive story. It's highlighting a catastrophe or some ills of society. And I also travel for the last 40 years and see the great things this planet has, the great people I've encountered, the magnificence of a place. And that's what I want to bring back to the greater community to help not heal them, but remind them that there's great things out there, because I find it really interesting how people that never travel, never go beyond their borders, tend to just get mired in the latest headline, and the world's a fantastic place.
Darren Jew, one of your most famous images is 9 humpback whales taken in one frame. You've talked about this image many times, but what does it tell you about yourself as much as the whales?
Oh, that image, I captured that last year in Tonga. It's a heat run, so there's a female humpback being pursued by a number of males who are all kind of looking for a chance to mate. And these heat runs are incredible spectacles in that the animals are all fighting with each other. They're sometimes breaching out of the water on top of each other. They're whacking each other with their flukes. It's chaotic. There's bubbles everywhere. And what I see in humpbacks in a situation like that is animals that are very comfortable in their environment, very accepting of other things like people in the water. And, yeah, it gives you a chance to understand that those animals are interested in us just as much as we are in them.
Australian photographer Darren Jew and also American photographer Art Wolf, both talking with our environment editor Greg Borschman. And their work's featured in this new 6-part TV series, Tales by Light, which kicks off this Sunday on the National Geographic Channel.